DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you, it'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it, in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
I've missed out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Doc.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Bailey, the born hot dog.
Rich Thomas is in the studio with us.
Yeah.
To talk about what we see, but what it really is, because it sure looks like a dark furrowed brow out to the north and west.
Yeah, there's a line of showers and thunderstorms, and I should have the radar in front of my face here, but it's extending now from through Elmore County, through eastern part of Autauga County, in between Prattville and over Maxwell Air Force Base right now. Line of showers and storms, not severe, moving through Lowndes County, and then coming up on I-65 as we go farther to the south. There's the radar.
Yeah.
And the line continues moving on eastward. But the greatest threat of strong to severe weather is farther to our southwest. And as you go, especially through south and southwest Alabama, where there is a tornado watch in extreme southwest Alabama right now in the western Florida panhandle until 8 o'clock tonight. That's when the greatest threat of severe weather is the more juicy air. In other words, there's a cold front in Mississippi moving east, and then there's a warm front moving northward through southwest Alabama. In the apex of that juicy air is where the strong to severe storm threat is this afternoon. And I don't think it's going to make it into central Alabama. There was, as you probably have heard, well, first of all, I would mention that it's a terrible day in New Orleans where the Jazz Fest is going on right now. Just absolutely awful, and tornado watch in effect there. But in Rushton, Louisiana, which is about 70 miles from Shreveport, where Louisiana Tech is located, there was an early morning tornado that hit Louisiana Tech and killed 2 people and did a lot of damage there. So 2 people died there. And by the way, they have now confirmed after a investigation of that tornado. It was an EF3. That's a big deal. EF3. An EF2 is called a strong tornado. EF3 is a step higher. And of course, we know that Lee County had that EF4 on March 3rd. By the way, Alabama has now had 53 tornadoes so far this year, so we're way ahead of average. This is the busiest tornado year we have had since 2011, and we know what happened in 2011. The month of April was crazy. We had 109 tornadoes in 1 month in April of 2011, which is more than we had had in a year ever, and it happened in a month. So just to repeat, for those of you who just turned on the radio, yeah, we do have a line of showers and thunderstorms moving through. It is not severe. It's going to produce some blinding rainfall. There's somebody at Greg's door. it's going to slow things down during rush hour, and it's approaching the I-65 corridor right now and moving on eastward. So showers and thunderstorms tonight, some of which could be on the strong side with heavy downpours. Overnight low 62 tomorrow. Look for cloudy in the morning. Could be a leftover shower early, but I think we're dry. Then sunshine by afternoon, high around 80, and then it just sets the stage for a beautiful weekend. Joey, you like beautiful weekends?
I do like beautiful weekends. Good. It means yard work, but it also means, you know, it feels good.
Joey,
it's top-down weather, baby.
Top-down. I love it. I had a convertible for 14 years, buddy. High of 82 on Saturday, 85 Sunday. I think we're up to about 87, 88 Monday. Near 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday. And by the way, it's too early in the ball game for that.
And yeah, right, if you can hold the 90s off till Wednesday, it's May 1st. At least you can say it's May.
I'm okay with the 70s. Yeah. I'm even okay with the low 80s with low humidity.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the 90 degrees this early on. But I'm ready for severe weather season to migrate elsewhere. And usually in May, it does. There's somebody else at Greg's door.
Indeed. It's the backyard, actually.
So that's the situation now with rain coming into the area.
No watches, no warnings.
No watches, no warnings at the moment.
Well, thanks for coming upstairs to do it live. We appreciate it.
That's right.
And Bailey,
would you get out of his crotch?
Bailey, the born op dog.
She's just doing her job. God, Jay is here. Is it mornings? Do I need to bake something?
Too. You want to get her up here? Or you just want to watch some war movies together.
That's funny. We were just talking about it. She came in the office and Jay and I were in there. And she said, "What's going on?" I said, "We're watching war movies." Jay said,
"Because that's what men do.
That's what we do.
That's our hobby.
Later, we're going to Waffle House."
Well, I don't know about that, but that's another story for another time. Thank you for climbing up the stairs and joining us.
Sure.
It does look ominous as it approaches. Right. We just wanted to reassure people that if nothing
everything's fine.
310.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Tommy's on the phone, so let's take his call.
Tammy.
I'm sorry. I had a vowel movement. I went from A to O. Sorry about that.
Hey, Greg. Hi. Hey, Greg. It's Tammy. I just wanted to thank you for turning me on to J&S Landscaping. I've had them, used them for about a year, and they're wonderful. They're here when they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They edge, they cut. They're just wonderful, and I want to thank you for suggesting them.
They do a great job, and I really appreciate you letting us know that. Thank you.
They're wonderful. Thank you.
All righty. And by the way, their number is 202-8760. And as we learned to mention, the Catos don't maintain an office. That helps keep their cost down so they can give you a really good price on the work you need done, whether it's residential, commercial, business, industrial. They do it all, 202-8760, 311.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Such a long wait, half of them died. Now who will survive? I can't wait to see the Avengers fade. I still have tickets to buy, but then I see there are no seats still empty online. I can't go to see the show, hard to comprehend. I won't see the end, Endgame.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Thanks to Rich Thomas for joining us in the studio. It looks a lot worse than it really is. No watches, no warnings as the ring starts to move in this hour.
And here they are.
I'm Greg.
Joey.
He's here. And so's the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams.
Please clap.
I believe it was our newly christened Democratic presidential candidate.
I don't know what you mean by, I believe it was a personal. How about a web search for it?
How did that happen?
Who knows? It happens on occasion.
Things are possessed, man.
Rain alert will begin around 3:39.
By the way, I've already bought my tickets for in-game.
Oh?
Yeah.
When are you going?
Sunday night.
Well, that's great.
In the Big D Theater.
Great. We can talk about it Monday afternoon. Tell me what I missed, you know, by not being a nerd. I want to know. I may end up going to see it. I went to that Civil War thing.
Right.
Kind of figured it out.
Did you enjoy Civil War?
Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
There were some pretty cool special effects in there.
Yeah. Well, and but I like how...
I remember when I saw that movie, though, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt you.
what is it, your show or something?
No. No, it's my age. I got to tell you before I forget to tell you.
Go ahead.
Feel your pain.
I think I remember after seeing that, coming in and saying, you know, the CGI is amazing, but it kind of sucks the joy out of movies when you know that they can take a computer and make anything happen they want and make it look really real.
Yep. Yeah.
And that takes some of the fun out of seeing a movie from a different era where you wonder, how did they do that? How did they part the sea?
Just look at the credits. Look at watch an old movie and you get maybe two screens of credits, a new movie, mm-hmm. you get 10 minutes of credits.
Oh, yeah.
All the computer people that they need to do this and
yeah,
do that.
And that's so they can run around and say, yeah. I'm in a movie.
But if you remember Civil War well, they have their huge set piece scene at the airport.
And they didn't have computers in the Civil War.
All the fighting between the superheroes at the airport and, you know, Ant-Man turns to Giant Man. Real cool stuff, effects. But the way that movie culminates is not some big set piece. It's a fight on a very personal level that has to do with the characters between Iron Man and Captain America at the end.
I mean, I'm not going to see a lot of dragons and things like that.
No, that's Game of Thrones.
Oh
crap, I had a mix.
But
up
I think the best drama that's epic has the epic scene. You want to see the great action, but it also always comes down to the personal motivations of the characters. And the Russo brothers, who directed Civil War and Winter Soldier and have directed these two Avengers movies, are brilliant.
Now, that's not the pervert guy, right?
No,
that's the pervert.
Which one?
No, that was James Gunn, and he's back on Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm happy he's back on Guardians.
Am I
going
to have to
go
through this again with Guardians of the Galaxy, with everybody getting whipped into a frenzy?
Not in the same way.
Electing an a-hole to president, and then we're going to be screwed?
because they're more worried about Guardians of the Galaxy and when it's coming out and did I get tickets than they are who's in the White House. Is that what's happening?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not how
I feel a lot
happens.
Better about it already. It's 3:17.
That was a great show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was
a good show, guys.
I know. We've got a best of we're going to run because we're just tired. We're weary. I mean, really, Joe Biden? Seriously?
Yeah, I know. No, last night on my show, I was complaining about the media overblowing symbols, like certain events. And they always seem to go to the most violent extreme event, and now this is a representation of our politics. And Charlottesville, I brought it up last night. What happened there was terrible, but it was like a few hundred people. And the people that were fighting were your most idiotic
yes.
ideologues on both sides,
yeah.
so-called sides.
I agree.
And now that's supposed to represent the soul of the nation, the battle for the soul of the nation. That's what Biden's leading off with. What poppycock.
That is.
Utter balderdash.
Look, I'm just so tired. Candace Owens has been on this all day. She's great. And she's just, you know, reaching out to black people saying, are we going to fall for this again? You know, are we going to keep being sheep led to the slaughter by the same old Democrats, the same old white boys who, you know, run around?
Well, and there's a bit of a
Morning Consult political polls showing Biden over Trump. Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Trump will eat him for breakfast. They'll ask him, how is it that you and Barack mocked Romney in 12 over the Russians and then let the Russians interfere? And then, was it Obama that authorized the spying on my campaign to abuse the FISA court system, and Trump will tear him up one side and down the other.
Well, and wasn't it an election?
He's going to need a real good buddy.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
Ugh.
Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Wasn't it on election night 2016 as well, where like the New York Times odds makers were like, Hillary has a 99% chance. Mm-hmm. Oh no, now she only has a 70% chance. Oh no, now she has a now Donald Trump has a 70% chance. What? Well, I mean, we can still hold out hope.
And, I honestly think this is just a conspiracy theory founded in nothing. At least some conspiracy theories are based on some evidence, you know. It's just a matter of getting enough to prove it. This is just me.
Okay.
But I think they know they're not going to win in 2020. A lot of these people that have... I heard, I think it was on Hannity's show, the mayor of Miramar, Florida is running. Really?
Yeah.
You know, Miramar's kind of a... I wouldn't be running for president from the mayor's office in Miramar.
Maybe he's trying to escape.
Could be. Look at Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. I like that.
He's in the top four already? Why?
Yeah, top
Why
three.
Why is that?
He has a secret weapon, a husband.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's 37.
Oh, wow.
And he is a white guy. But did you know he's gay?
No.
Yeah.
Gee.
He has a secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Sessions spoke up today. Time to accept the Mueller report and move on.
Jeff Sessions.
I'm sorry. I have to go with you on that. So what else do we have from Joe Biden in the past that will help us make a decision next year?
Am I doing this again?
For the senior,
senior staff. All right.
A number of the cabinet members have already...
My memory is not as good as Justice Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts. Does anyone... Mr. President, it's a slight diversion, but I think we got to be nice to him. The chairman of the Finance Committee, Max Baucus, is here. So we got to make sure, Max, just remember, when we call, when I call, just say yes, Joe, okay? One overwhelming reason why I never ran for mayor, Richie, it's too hard.
By the way, do you know the website?
You know, I'm embarrassed. You know the website number? You know, I should have it in front of me, and I don't. I'm actually embarrassed.
President Obama says nobody messes with Joe.
My passion to make sure this is done right, it may exceed my abilities. And I want to be blunt with you off script here.
My favorite is the one where he asked a quadriplegic to stand up.
No, my favorite is when he goes into talking about getting tested for AIDS.
Huh?
Yeah, we're going to have to pull that one up on YouTube.
There's so many.
The line that I snipped out, but the whole thing, the whole minute and a half is even better, and especially if you're watching on video. But the line I clipped out is, I got tested for AIDS. Barack got tested for AIDS. There's nothing wrong being tested for AIDS. And I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Yeah, I got the big stick.
No, but then he goes on this whole thing about going into black and minority communities and showing men it's not unmanly to wear a condom and blah, 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 blah. And after he gets done with his whole spiel about getting tested for AIDS and, you know, buying prophylactics, the camera goes to Al Sharpton, and Al Sharpton gives him the biggest mean mug I've ever seen. It is hysterical. And it's Fat Al, too.
Oh, wait a minute. We have breaking news.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Among those who have stepped up to endorse Joe Biden after his announcement today, Michael Avenatti.
Perfect.
Who will be real proud that Joe is president while he's getting raped in prison. And will we feel...
I guess he's a pretty man.
They'll love him. Are you kidding? Isn't that why most of us obey the law? We don't want to be there. We don't want to be in a place where that can happen. Let's be honest here.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I do very well.
No, you wouldn't. Well, yeah, you might have. Yeah,
they'd like you.
Where's that Bud Buddy clip again?
Yeah.
Let's talk about CSpire. If you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, how about CSpire Business? New, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 top-notch service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world, with everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result, a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. Learn more at cspire.com. That's cspire.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. This is Bam.
Bam.
Barn.
It's an R.
Can I make this bigger somehow?
Yeah, you can actually.
I haven't got any names right today.
Which is, you know, you can't always answer that question that way, but yes, you can make it bigger, Greg.
So,
hey, Greg, hey, traffic report.
Oh, hey. I got to get the sounder out.
Yeah.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
What's it say?
What's it say? shut up.
Hey, the Haunted Highway, 85 North, just north of the dog track, mile marker 22, there's an accident up there, and it's really starting to back up.
Well, there's been a lot of trouble out that way the last few days.
Yeah.
They had overturned tanker, I think it was Monday. Tuesday. All right. Yep. We appreciate the heads up on that, and we'll get that info down to the traffic dungeon.
Good deal. Talk to y'all later.
I'm handing out wings again this afternoon. Every time you hear a bell ring, an angel gets its wings.
That's right, Clarence.
It's raining over us now, right? Is that what I hear?
No, I think you're hearing the AC really blow.
Did you see? You wouldn't have seen. Jay, this morning, sees a little latch on the side. We have this AC unit that was installed a couple of years ago because our landlord is the guy that keeps up that part of our operation.
Oh, sure.
And Jay found a latch on the side that lets you open up, and he took out a filter that looked like somebody had jammed a sweater in there.
You didn't. Obviously, nobody here knew that.
He took it down and he made mud balls in the sink with the crap that was embedded in that filter.
So that's why it's running so much better.
It was just, that's exactly right.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Mud balls.
You got to keep it up. Let a professional keep it up.
It's amazing that we're actually healthy up here. As much as one can be.
I don't know. I've been wheezing a little bit lately.
You've been wheezing?
I've been a wheezer.
Have you been huffing it again?
Huffing.
You
mean like sprays or something like that?
Or like your essential oils or, glue?
That's what they taught us in the shoe store.
What shoe store?
Mailings. You've heard that lame-ass story, haven't you?
No. I didn't know you worked at a shoe store.
Wow. No. Well,
were you like, married with children, Ed O'Neill, putting shoes on women's overly large feet?
No. Yeah, no, I was just 16.
Mm-hmm. It's only 16.
Going on 17.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, that would have been the summer, of 60-something.
I want to hear the story.
I had to lie to get hired to make up my age. Stupid thing.
Gotta get that I want to know how you working in a shoe store has something to do with huffing.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I will be happy to address that in the minuets ahead. I can't do it right now. But it's situations like this where the company should have a Clark's Club membership, don't you think?
I agree. Yes, absolutely.
That way we don't have to worry about filters that are clogged with months, years of dirt. We don't know. That's, nobody to come and maintain that for us. But when you're a member of the Clark's Club, they do that for you. They'll come and check. In fact, I believe it was last May or June, the first full hot month we had. My electric bill was almost $500. You guys have seen my house. It's nice, but it's not that big. And I don't set the thermostat at 68. It's 72. That's pretty de rigueur, I would say.
Yeah.
So, and that was much higher than the previous year. So I called Rick Clark and I said, can we get somebody out? Because this something's not working correctly here. So that day, one of the Clark technicians came out and found the problem. And it was, again, with the filter, something had gotten not disconnected, but was not placed. We had not placed the filter properly.
It wasn't seated.
So it was, exactly. That's the word. Perfect. Thank you. And there was a big buildup of this sludgy substance. Ew. It was disgusting. They cleaned it, fixed it, reset it. Next month, $80 lower. And the weather had only gotten hotter in the succeeding days. So.
Wow.
But that's an example of how, the $159 investment in the Clark's Club membership can pay for itself. So make them your first choice for any heating, AC, or plumbing issues. 277-2125. They hire the best people in the business and the best human beings on the planet to work at Clark's. They go through an extensive background check and ongoing drug testing. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
You did our traffic sounder again.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow, it's going crazy.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
So, as we're going down 85 southbound, and you're getting onto that big ramp onto 65 southbound, in the left-hand lane, somebody's trailer hooked to the back of their truck is coming loose. It's still somewhat hooked to the truck, but, not enough. So it's backing up everything in the left lane as that ramp goes on to 65 southbound from 85 southbound, which is like one of the worst spots ever for that to happen.
What a great place to lose the ass end of your truck.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure that grateful citizens are expressing their
love and appreciation.
Sure, everybody's helping, yeah.
Of course.
Unbelievable. All right, we are exactly at 3:30, so let's get our first traffic, your local news. And again, there are no watches or warnings. Rich Thomas is in the building. If anything breaks, we'll let you know immediately.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and we don't have any major problems today, but we have a lot of traffic out there on the boulevard. It's extremely crowded between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, also up around I-85, and if you're between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, there's a pretty big slowdown right there. The interstates are rolling along pretty well. We don't see any problems on I-65. On I-85, if you're headed northbound out of town, the fire officials are still working a car fire that's at exit 15 on the northbound side. It'll be in the median, so watch out as you pass through that area. We don't see any problems on the 31s. If you're headed into Wetumpka or Prattville that way, you might run into a little traffic jam here and there, but everything's rolling pretty smooth. School zones are in effect for just a little while longer. Remember, your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery police are looking for a man they say is wanted on domestic violence. They say 19-year-old Saul Harris is wanted for domestic violence and reckless endangerment. His last known address was in the 1100 block of Rosedale Drive. No arrest after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Authorities say that shooting happened just after 6 o'clock last night in the 4300 block of Dan River Road. They say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And the Senate is set to discuss the lottery bill today. Meanwhile, one representative is pushing to change electronic bingo in Macon County. Representative Pevlin Warren is introducing new legislation that she says would level the playing field for all gaming establishments, allowing places like Victory Land and any other local business in Macon County to have the same type of machines that are in casinos like Wind Creek. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues in the forecast. In fact, a couple of the storms could be on the strong side with maybe some damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will alert you instantly for a watch or warning for your area. Get it on your phone or tablet if you don't have it. The showers end by late tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, risk of a shower early. Otherwise, improvement by midday with sunshine returning and a high around 80. Weekend looks great. Sunshine on Saturday and Sunday with a high around 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday. We'll be in the upper 80s Monday and maybe teasing 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2, as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Little Caesars has done it again by giving you one large pizza piled high with five delicious meat toppings. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. for only $9. You heard me right. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Meat toppings, including pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham. Order yours on our convenient mobile app or simply walk into Little Caesars and pick up your large hot and ready five meat feast for just $9 tonight.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas.
Krispy Kreme is preparing for summer with the return of their fan favorite lemon glaze. Available now through this Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Lemon glazed donuts feature the perfect pairing of zesty fresh lemon and Krispy Kreme's delicious original glaze. Lemon glazed at Krispy Kreme every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gearing up for a big party. We got the nachos and a keg of beer. We're acting like the playoffs are here. But it's not even close to the super big game, 'cause we're just watching people calling out names. Are you ready? I mean, get ready! Are you ready for selections? The NFL draft! They're announcing all their picks, and then they give the guy a team hat. There are no hits, no sacks, no blocks, no spikes. But all the football fans are watching the draft tonight!
What you guys are planning on
doing,
watching the NFL draft tonight? How exciting.
No. The results will be there in the morning.
Usually I at least hear enough to know who's being touted as the number one pick.
I have no idea.
This guy, Kyler Murray, the guy, I think, is he the guy that, no, he played, didn't play for, he played for Oklahoma.
Kyler Murphy or something?
Murray, yeah.
Kyler Murray. Was drafted to play baseball, but then announced he would be available for the NFL draft, even though Oakland has already given him $3.5 million. So, but I've read, not everybody thinks he's a lock. I mean, that's the half of the quarterbacks that are drafted for the NFL suck. And the ones that are the Tom Brady's, most of them were not drafted in the first round.
Right. Yep.
So, it, but look, if you're, and we hate the NFL. Screw the NFL.
Amen.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
I was just on the Twitters.
Yeah.
You were on the Twitters?
I was on the Twitters, and I love this tweet from our friend Ashley McDonald, who used to be here, now known as Ashley Gann, because she got married. And she lives in Birmingham now, and she's doing weather up there. And I think it's ABC 3340. Anyway, she was scrolling through the station's social media pages, and somebody was complaining about the fact that they were putting the weather in the corner of the screen. Something was ongoing, you know, some kind of...
Mm-hmm.
And the person that made the complaint said, I don't want to miss Grey's Anatomy again. And she had to reply, we don't carry that show on this station.
Oops.
Yeah. I mean, what a... Yeah. Really stupid.
That is dumb.
So... I see our buddy Dave Blackman has put out a second blog today.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy Joe gets already the morning. He's going to beat Trump, of course.
It's endorsed by the Vatican.
Joe Biden?
Yep. Yes,
Who
sir.
Who cares?
Well, that Catholics. We were talking about that.
Yeah, the Catholics barely care about the Vatican.
Who are we talking to about the Pope?
The Pope.
Was it Blackman? On Tuesday, we were talking about him. He's too socialist.
Oh.
I was telling the story about Pope John Paul II.
Yeah, you were talking to David about it.
His current guy is, Michael Avenetti. I'm extremely happy that Joe Biden has decided to enter the race. He offers Dems the very best chance in 2020, especially in key states. He has the fight, intelligence, and fortitude to beat Trump and make America America again. Oh, God. What the hell does that mean?
Exactly.
That's right, creepy porn lawyer has bestowed his formal approval of the candidacy of creepy Uncle Joe. That's damn near as good as securing the treasured David Duke endorsement. It's a safe bet Avenatti won't be receiving a thank you note from Biden for his gesture. Yeah, I would think not. But that's what's happened. It's just crazy people in crackpots over on that side.
Pretty much.
When they're out there saying that, the Boston Bombers should be able to vote. Because it's our crap laws that put them in prison to begin with. Yeah, because we really need people like him running around. So my thought is, I think they'd never say it publicly. I think what they're going to use this next election to do is find somebody who can win in 2024. And this may be one of the, unless something really horrible goes wrong, ultimately peace and prosperity win elections. And there's a lot of prosperity going on. And how many wars has Trump started besides with the Mueller Commission?
None.
In fact, we have pulled out of a lot of places, withdrawn. He is, as he promised to, and he used the actual word, beat the out of ISIS. And pretty much has certainly diminished their rank and file. So when all is said and done, you know what they've done with the full cooperation of the media, I'm sure the same people get the same talking points every day from some source. Remember the journalist?
Mm-hmm.
Disgrace. All these reporters getting together. How are we going to spin this, cover that? Fake news. There's no reporting. It's how can we slant it? When I read, I go on my AOL account. I have to look at their news from HuffPo. They haven't had a good thing to say. They can spin the best news negatively, Joey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can, apparently.
Yeah, they do. It's everything that might reflect positively on Donald Trump, they take it and twist it, because we just can't have that.
True.
Mm-hmm. A guy on meth thought his husband was kidnapped. Is this a Pete Buttigieg? Guy in Florida told the cops his husband had been kidnapped last week, but it turned out he was just paranoid because he was on meth. There is. If you go down the front page of FoxNews.com today, you know what the big story is? From Alabama? Some guy who ate a whole bag of meth after he was arrested by police.
Ah, I bet that worked out well.
I could find that real quick, because the picture of the guy that did this is... This is what we got representing Alabama. No wonder they think we're all nuts here. It was on the front page. There's the butt model story. That's a good one.
The butt model story? Yeah, she's a butt model.
Yeah.
Who is?
Here, I'll show you.
The lady is just showing off her butt.
Can I see some ID? I want to make sure you're 18.
I'm 30. Where'd it go?
That disappeared too. Instagram butt model. Enlisted, because she's got to prove that it's real. I can tell you, yes, it is.
Looks real from here. Yeah, it looks real.
I don't know why there's any doubt. They do come in that perfect of a condition.
Yeah. Yeah, she has a genetically blessed body.
Very much so.
That's what she says.
Very much so, because we may not know much about some things here, but we know butts.
Well, I mean, Instagram, really, a certain section of it is just like a glorified pumpkin patch.
I've never even ventured to Instagram. Am I missing something?
I've done some research. I mean, it's mostly a waste of your time, but I wouldn't.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
What does that mean? I've never called anybody in my life an old butt buddy.
You
what
know
does
what
that mean?
Means. You know what that means. And it's not that they've been looking at her. Don't overthink it, Craig.
Don't overthink it? I'm just asking. I'm trying to become better informed. New look at Democratic fundraising is former VP Joe Biden. That'll be telling how much money people throw at him. But again, why would giant corporations and people that have stock, that are accountable, why would they want to elect a president whose party is promising to rescind tax cuts and all the rest of it?
That's a good question.
I've never understood that. Maybe we'll ask Brandt when we talk to him around 5:10. The market was not exactly... I heard 3M had a rotten day.
Well, regulation is often big business's good friend. Keeps competitors from, you know, competing.
Here's a story from New Hampshire where...
Pepperidge Farm remembers...
In Marlboro,
mm-hmm.
Not spelled like the cigarette, but like borough as in New York, policemen there pulled over a 60-year-old woman on Monday for using her phone while she was driving. She also had a baby goat on her lap. It turns out she also didn't have a valid driver's license. Only got a ticket for the license, though. I guess there's no law in New Hampshire where you can't drive with a baby goat in your lap. This is just unbelievable, some of the stuff that we come... What was that story I was going to tell? I'm supposed to tell.
About you huffing shoe polish?
Oh, at Mailings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost break time again.
Well, I guess I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Yeah, you did. This is quick. It was a shoe store that sold shoes for little boys and girls and women. No men. Not men's shoes at all.
Menless.
So I got hired to work there by Mr. Feinberg, and he had an assistant manager named Art, who was he's one of those Barney Fife types. He's the second in charge, but, you know, when he was there running the store, he was like military. Just
real hard ass.
The big tough boss. So I don't know nothing about getting high or anything at this point. Mailings was the gateway to that. It really was. First of all, you learn a lot about women, because they'll come in and say, I'd like to see this one in a size 8AA. And so you fetch the requested shoe, and you're on your knee looking straight at her with her foot in proximity.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to use a shoehorn. Sometimes you need it to grab a little ankle to...
Oh, sure.
Because women have... They like to believe that even though they've got Fred Flintstone feet, they can still squeeze into an AAA.
I can see that.
So, you never... I mean, rarely did a woman come in and say, I'd like to see that in a certain size and buy it. The thing you would see in that store was stacks and stacks of shoeboxes next to every area where there was a customer. By the time the sale was completed. So, in the back, this is where we found refuge from this side. We love women, but it was there that we found solace. And this guy, Mike Baran, who was a year older than me, said, you got to try something. So, he takes a can of shoe spray.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was used to protect satin shoes or something to prevent water from ruining them. And he sprays it into the cup, and he says, now, take a deep breath. And it was, you know, I'm, like, bouncing off the walls. And it wasn't pleasant. I got a headache. I said, why do you do that? He says, because it makes it easier to cope with them. He says, keep doing it. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, we'll just huff volatile chemicals, you know.
Yeah, where's to live by? Just keep
God only knows what kind of carcinogen. This is a long time ago, and they weren't too careful about what they put in anything in those days. And then the same guy, Mike Baran, says, my parents are going to be out of town. We're going to have a party at my house. And that's where I had my first beers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where I took the first step on the road to alcoholism. Mike Baran, I remember you. I don't know if he's alive or dead. He wasn't in my class, so I've never seen him at a reunion. But he sure corrupted me. And I think after Mike Baran, I'd have to say Styx was next.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But that was more of a cultural corruption.
Well, there are all sorts of temptations when you're traveling with a rock and roll band, right? Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine.
I told you about...
I mean, you could do anything.
That's right. You can grab her by the mailing shoes.
Yeah. Without a shoehorn.
It is 3:49. Wasn't it fun to have Danny Duncan and Jacqueline Tomlinson yesterday?
Absolutely. It was a grand old time.
By the way, Wednesday of next week, I will be celebrating my 14th year in Montgomery at our Wednesday night gathering at Baumhauer's. 14 years, and Dana and Jacqueline said they would be there for that. Randall came by last night.
It was fun.
But also, for some reason, divorce was a topic with some of the guys last night. And, you know, it's a reminder, when you've been through it, it's a tough situation under even the best of circumstances, because you have two adults who are not only seeking a separate path in life, but seeking to take the first step on that path with whatever advantage they can get. And by that I mean you want to have an agreement that's livable, that's not going to pin you down or put you into the kind of life I had to lead for a few years, because my business changed and there was nothing in my agreement. I mean, I could have spent thousands of dollars trying to go to court and change it, but that was just not a practical option for me. And eventually I was able to do it, and I'm glad I did. I certainly never wanted to shy away from it, but there were times when it was really, really tough. But the reason I signed on to that when all was said and done is because I was too busy trying to manage everybody else's life. So I only have myself to blame for that outcome. So if you're hit with this, ambushed by it, like I was on a radio show, or you know it's coming and you want to get prepared, talk to Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson at Delkin Tomlinson. They give you a very generous discount on your consultation fee if you mention that you're a News Talk listener. And I think you'll find that they're incredibly well-versed and have great expertise in this very important area. That's Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, 819-4810. Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So what was the next story? That wasn't a particularly...
No, that was a lame-ass story of your whole collection. I mean, it was interesting to listen to you, you know, huff shoe spray. But, you know, You got to let it all out. They can't all be home runs. Sometimes you got to hit a single. Get on base.
Well, that was one of those things I did once, you know?
Right.
And once was enough.
Young. You were 16 going on 17.
Well, it wasn't long after the huffing at that party, and I had the first beer.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rich Thomas and other people who are in the business and have some time and some name equity in a market, I'm very shy. This is my comfort zone here with you guys, you know? But in person, I'm kind of quiet. Nobody believes that, but it's true. So we go to Mike Baran's house. And there's like 25 or 30 people there, and there's cooler after cooler filled with Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
So I had never consumed an entire beer before. Dad would let me have a sip of Blatz once in a while back in the day. So I had a couple of beers, and I suddenly felt released from all those inhibitions.
By inhibitions.
People, I made people laugh. And I liked it. It made me feel social. In other words, it wasn't the Budweiser I enjoyed. What I enjoyed was the powers it seemed to give me. And that's the first step on the road to alcoholism, Joey.
Soon he felt like, I'm not even going to. I was going to narrate your life for a second. We discovered fast cars, loose women, and all the trappings of fame. Did he think you deserved it? Well, that was up to Greg to decide.
When you're that age or a little older, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Fast cars, loose women. I mean, come on.
Yeah, age.
That's called normal for an 18-year-old male in most instances. Unless you've really, really been successful at repressing your natural urges. Sounding like a Britannica film.
Or you're, you know, mayor of South Bend.
Well, it seems like somebody has just gotten their wings. So let's check traffic with Balaki as rain moves through. Nothing severe at this point.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 3 o'clock hour, and boy, we have some messes out there on the roadways. If you're on I-85, be careful. We have an accident at 8565 Interchange. That's slowing traffic down headed into the downtown area, and we have a lot of traffic backing up between Ann Street and Perry Hill Road, so watch out in that area. A little bit further out of town, between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, we also see a big jam up on the northbound side. We have also spotted an accident in a busy location. It's Vaughn Road and Bell Road, so if you're in that area, just be really careful as you pass through. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made for the quality of legal services, according to other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Since we're talking about butts and women and getting high, here's a story about a Nike ad featuring a woman with unshaven armpits gets prickly reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me make sure that's not some kind of... Oh, there is lightning coming through with the storms at this point.
Wow, what a surprise.
Things are getting hairy in the comment section of Nike's women's latest Instagram post, which stars Anastasia, that's the name of the model, in a black sports bra, right arm stretched over her head, revealing an unshaven armpit. Big mood reps for the sportswear brand captioned the image, which has been liked over 171,000 times and sparked nearly 6,000 comments, though many Instagram users applauded Nike's body positive ad. Some describe, why do they have to put her Nigerian American? Come on. That doesn't need to be in there, Fox.
Nope.
Nobody cares. Her songstress underarm hair as disgusting.
Well, it sounds like their advertising strategy is working.
It makes it sound like if it was a white woman in this ad with an unshaven armpit, nobody would say anything. That's bull.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's disgusting, said one commenter. I get that it's natural, but it's not cool. I bet all of you people are saying, oh, this is natural. This is amazing. I'm a feminist. Wouldn't dare leave the house without an ounce of hair. You know, other than on your head. She needs a shave, said another. The only good thing is about the rest of us who still shave and wax will have more men around, said one smirking woman. I think she's probably got a point. Anybody? All those in favor, say aye.
Oh.
It's a vowel. it counts.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Now that they're there, you don't have to do your job because you have to entertain them and keep them busy. It's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Frustrating employers since 1993.